Hey, it's your friend Renee, and welcome to the It's In You podcast. Today I want to talk about why do you exercise? So when I was younger, exercise was all about, I guess, being the way I looked. So it was very about aesthetics, and it had really nothing to do with how my body moves. It was all about how I looked, and I guess because I'd heard that it was, you know, the thing that you do. I always enjoyed exercise, so I've never found it a struggle. But I do know there is lots of people who exercise isn't their thing, who those people who don't get that buzz or the feel good feeling from when they work out. So trying to start a new exercise regime or exercising is something that they find a real chore. So I get it. But for me, exercise is something that I've done my whole life. So the habits are really, really ingrained. And I always make time for exercise. But what I want to talk about today is my reason why. And when you are exercising, or are you looking to start a new exercise regime, or if you haven't been exercising for a long time, and you're wanting to go and get started back, I really want you to think about this. So what is your why? What is your reason as to why you are choosing to go and exercise or do it? Now, lots of people I hear that they will start to do exercising because they think that will be the thing that will make them lose weight. Exercise is a contributing factor, of course. But obviously, if you are looking to lose weight, it needs to be combined with looking at your food, you know, your sleep, your stress management, all those other things. So exercise is one factor that if you are looking to lose weight, that you would need to incorporate. Yes. So what I also see is people going, well, I want to lose weight, so I'm just going to exercise, but I'm not going to change anything else in my life. Well, you know, it's probably not going to work as easy if you're only going to look at one factor. But again, getting back to that why. So I'm sure you may have heard people talk about that why, or maybe you've never heard it and you've never spent the time to really think about and decide what your why is. Now for me, and for lots of people, I believe we all want to live a good quality life. So I think it's thinking and defining what is a good quality life to you. So for me, a good quality life is somewhere where I can move well. I don't need to win marathons. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. I don't need to win an event, or I don't need to be thinner than the person next to me. For me, that stuff's not important to me. What's important to me is that I can move well and that I'm strong. My kids are one of the most important things that I have. And I want to be able to keep up with them. I want to be able to keep up with them and the kids that they have and anything else that's thrown in front of me. And being fit and strong is going to keep me there. I want to be an 80-year-old that can get in and out of her chair, that can go to walk in the street, run in the street, do things. I don't want to be an 80-year-old that is stuck in a home and can't do anything. That is not what I want. So I'm setting myself up for success now. And this is the reason why I exercise. I am setting up my retirement. I am setting up my elderly self. Because once you have the foundations there, it's really easy to maintain. And I think when we look at our definition of why we're exercising and the reason why behind, you will find it easier to keep exercising every day. So as I said, my why is all about longevity. I also believe that the fitter and the stronger that I am, no matter what life will throw at me, whether I get sick, whether I'm in an accident, any of those things, I will be better equipped to deal with those things than somebody who hadn't exercised. This is my belief. I don't know if it's true or if it's not, but I feel like I'm giving myself the best chance to live a longer, good quality of life. So I'm asking you to think about what is a good quality life to you, and what are you actually thinking that, you know, how would you like to live, and how would you like to live in an older age? Now, I have a gran who is nearly 89. She, in the last 18 months, went into a home. And so as she's been in there, we have watched her mobility slowly decline. And every time I see her, you know, every time I see her, it's more of a reminder of why my why is so important to me. So if you have somebody elderly around you, I want you to look at them and look at how they move. Look at how they move, look at the things that they can and can't do. Because these are the things that you take for granted now and you don't realize may start to drop off as you get older. And these things are in your control. They are things that you can change. They are things that you have control over, and that no matter what age you are, you can make a massive difference to your quality of life. And it's basic movements that we need. It's things that you don't think about. You know, my gran years ago would struggle to get something out of the top shelf because she had no strength in her shoulders. And the less that she moved it, the more it stiffened up. There's just different things, getting in and out of a chair, having the confidence and the confidence in your body that your body can do things. And that is my why for exercising. So say in my gran's circumstance, she had a couple of falls and that gave her less confidence in her body. So she started shuffling and moving slower because she wanted to be safe. And it's totally understandable, but the more that she shuffles and the more that she slowly moves around, the slower her body gets. And it's because that she has this lack of confidence. She doesn't have confidence in her body's ability to move and to get her around. And the less that she starts moving, the more it goes. You know, it's like that old saying, a move it or lose it, you know. So like I'm saying, in my circumstance, I already knew my why, I already have my habits ingrained, but the more that I see her, it just brings it more to the surface as to why it's so important to me. And it's also so important to me to spread the word to people, because you can change this. You can make such a difference into your quality of life, and it doesn't mean that you have to do workout for hours on end, or you have to do crazy things that you don't like. When we look at reframing the reasons why we're exercising, the reasons why we're doing certain things, you know, you just realize I just need to do this, and the benefits are so much more than not doing it. And I think it's crazy that people don't do things. When you have basic movements and you have basic strength and mobility, you are saving yourselves from, you know, doctor's visits, from falls, from things that you just can't even imagine. And when we have confidence in our body and in our body's ability to move, you are going to feel so much better and stronger as the years go on. And this is what I want for everybody. It is not something to accept that, oh, well, I'm 40 now, so things injuries start happening because I'm 40. Oh, I'm 50 now, of course, you know, things start going away as soon as you've turned 50. And start blaming age. It's not age, it's just because we haven't been moving well for a very long time that is starting to take its toll on its body. But it doesn't mean that you can't change it, or you can't become stronger, no matter what age you are. We have people in our classes that are in their late 70s and they move really well, and they didn't start exercising until, you know, their late 60s. You know, so it's all things that no matter what age you are, you can change. So when you think about what your why is as to why you're exercising, or as to, you know, why you're putting off exercising, you know, I really want you to think deep as what is a good quality life for you, and what would you really like out of your life? So when because I'm so passionate about this, because my why, I'm reminded of it every time I see my gran, which is weekly, you know, that it's a non-negotiable for me, and it's a no-brainer. Yes, of course, life is busy. There's always other things I could be doing or other things I'd prefer to do. I get all that, but these staying strong and being able to move well is saving my life. And it's the same for you. So think about this next time you press the snooze button and don't go to the gym that day. Or if you are putting off starting something new, you know, really, really think about this. How do you want to age and how do you want to live your life? Now, for me, into my training, I put in all lots of mobility movements. I do not train for hours on end because I don't want to. You know, I make it work within my lifestyle. You can do small, you know, small basic movements, 5-10 minutes in the morning. You know, it doesn't have to be 2 hours or hour on end workouts. But start to learn your body, start to learn how it works. What works for you, what doesn't work for you, what maybe is out, because there's lots of things that are in your control that you can fix through stretching, and then you can move better and you can move pain-free. We are not meant to be in pain. It is not okay to be in pain, but it can be hard to get started, but you can do something about it. And you can change the trajectory of your life instead of accepting that exercise is too hard, that you don't have the time for it, that it's not for you, or you don't know where to start. Instead of accepting all things, just make a change today. Take one step forward and commit to something for yourself, for whether it's a class, whether it's an hour twice a week, whether it's 5-10 minutes every second day in the morning. Commit to something to you, because any little bit is better than nothing and it will change the trajectory of your life. When we think about exercise, and if you are somebody that's saying, I hate exercise, it's not for me, I just don't enjoy it, I get that. I get all of that because I have a husband that's like that. People laugh because they think, you're so into exercise and he's not. Well, he doesn't like it and that's okay. But I explain to him why it's just so important to do basic movements. To basic movements so you can get up and down off the ground. For the rest of our life, we need to get up and down off the ground. So yes, we need to learn how to do get-ups and burpees, and there's always safe ways that you can do them that work for you. There's so many things that you can do, and there's so many different options no matter where you're at. Our burpees can be stepped out, they can be jumped out, they can be anything. But I understand, but I always say that if you are somebody that is, you know, one of those people that hates exercise, hates it, I understand, but please reframe how you think about it. Exercise is one of the number one antidepressants, and exercise doesn't mean that you have to be doing something to a point of where you vomit. It is finding something that works for you or something that you enjoy. And then when you think about this why that I've talked about, so this why or this reason of this good quality life of what you're looking for, when you find that, that is the reason why you're doing the movements. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for yourself to better the quality of life for your children, for your family, so that you are not an 80-year-old that can't move. It's so important. And you can change this stuff. You are in charge. You can make a difference. And if you are not doing any form of exercise, I urge you to start doing something. Just start walking. Start walking and do some basic mobility stuff. It does not, and mobility stuff and stretches, it doesn't have to be, you know, lifting 100 kilo weights or anything like that. Not at all. And when we reframe how we think about exercising or the reason why, it becomes easier to do it. And instead of overanalyzing it, we just create it as a new habit and you just start. And we create it as a new habit and you do just to, you know, knock it onto something you already do and just start moving forward. So I wanted to start a new exercise habit of yoga. So I wanted to start this new habit of yoga. And I had told myself that I was going to do yoga, but I was very loose about when I was going to do it. So I decided I was going to do it when the kids went to bed. Every night the kids went to bed and I didn't do it. I got distracted, got busy, I just never did it. And then I was thinking about habits and about creating new habits, and I thought, what's a habit I already have in place? So how can I, something I already have in place that I can tag it on? because we have to make life easier when we're looking at starting something new or getting into it. So I already had a habit of running every morning. So what did I do? I set my alarm for 15 minutes earlier. I got up, I did yoga, and then I ran. And I did yoga, I did it every day, and I felt amazing for it. So I tagged my new habit with the current habit I already did, because that was already in place. So if you are looking at starting a new exercise regime or doing something like that, I urge you to think about tagging it with a habit you already do. So if you're going to join like a class or anything like that, again, tag it with, make it easy for your life. And the more that you think about understanding yourself, you know, understanding your why, understanding what kind your what works for your personality. So when I used to live in the UK, I wanted to go to the gym, but I knew if I went home, I wouldn't go back out again. So I would go to work, I would take a bag with my gym clothes and my trainers and all of that in it. I would take that, I would walk past my house to go to the gym. So I would get off the train, I would walk past my own house, because I knew if I went back into the house to get changed, I wouldn't come back out. So I would walk past my house, go to the gym, and I made sure that I did a class as soon as I, like that tagged in with me finishing work. Again, if I hadn't have done that, I probably wouldn't have kept the habit up. So what I want you to think about is if you're looking at this, you know, starting a new routine with exercise, until the habit's really ingrained, tag it with something else. Think about what really works for you. If you've got to go somewhere that's really out of the way or it clashes with your kids, you're not going to do it. So don't commit to that. If you were somebody that has this all or nothing personality where we, you know, we either go gung-ho. So I have lots of people that start the classes and they might say, oh, I do all or nothing. And I'll say to them, stop, that hasn't worked for you in the past. So let's try something different. So they might be somebody that, so they'll do five, say they're going to train 5 days a week. So they train 5 days a week and then they feel good for a while and then they feel exhausted and burnt out and then they give up. So let's change the trajectory. What about just get habits of coming regularly 2 times a week? Build that habit up, then put in something new. So that's what I want you to think about. I want you to reframe how you think about exercise and exercise for your body. Exercise is going to give you longevity. We've also always been taught about, and women tend to fear this concept of growing muscle and muscle. Now, as we've spoken about before, muscle protects you. So when we think about aging, after the age of 30, if you are not actively working on your muscle, we start to lose it. So we're thinking about aging, we're thinking about our quality of life, and the more muscle mass that you have, you are going to be able to move better and it's going to protect your bones. So if you got sick, there is research around, but if you get sick and you have low muscle mass, your body has nothing to kind of, the more muscle mass you have and you do get sick, it's going to chew into your muscle mass, right? But if you don't have much muscle mass, where else is it going to chew into? So it's your protective layer. It's going to protect you. So instead of thinking about how skinny you want to be or that you want to look like you did when you were 20 or 15 or whatever else, instead of thinking about those things, think about how your body moves and how strong you can be. How much muscle mass can you have? So instead of thinking about losing weight, think about how can you maintain or grow muscle? Because that muscle is going to give you that lean and toned look that most people tell me that that's how they want to look. The muscle is going to give you the strength to move well and to get in and out of things, and it's going to protect your body. It is your that muscle mass is that protective layer. So it's so, so important. And I want you to really reframe how you think about why you are exercising. You know, we want to move well for our longevity. And make sure that we're focusing on creating new habits that work in with your lifestyle. And when we have those thoughts of, I can't be bothered, I'm not going to do this, I want you to really rethink and remember that why. So that's what that why and what a good quality life is to you. because that is the thing that will motivate you. That why is the very, that deep internal motivator that keeps you going. We initially start doing something and we do feel motivated and we feel excited to start. But that motivation will fade, and it does fade. So the next we're looking at remembering that why and looking at our habits and creating those habits. So like I talked about, stacking what you already do with you know, creating a new habit with something you already do to keep it going. And I don't know anybody that says after they do a workout that they regret it and that they hate it. You know, when you can move safely without injury, move within the realms of how your body can move, you won't regret it. So remember this, and when you are looking at something new, reframe how you think of why you're working out. Exercise and making sure that your body can move well is going to give you a better quality life, and it will help with longevity. And I feel that that is my goal, and I know lots of people that want the same goal.
I hope we've been able to find this information of use to you. If you know someone who might enjoy this podcast, please share it with them and ensure that you subscribe so you can be the first to know when new podcasts are released. If you have the time to leave a 5-star review, that would be amazing and it would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much. Have an amazing day. Speak soon.